Summerfest has actually evolved. We've been doing this. Innisfil Community Events has been putting on Summerfest for 23 years. And we've always known that it could become something that could grow. And we are so excited this year because that's now. It's going to happen now. Our sponsorship has grown, and everyone's excited about the new location. We're moving it from the park on the lake because we're the town's master plan for that park. You know, they've been adding equipment, they've been adding parking lots. We've been sort of having less room, and there never was enough parking. So we're moving it here to the rec center, and the rec center has always been planned for a community gathering area. So by putting it here, it's the perfect spot.
And it gets bigger. You got the Ribfest angle of it this year. I think you referred to it earlier as a Summerfest on steroids.
That's exactly right. We've have a bigger midway coming. We have the Ribfest. Now, Ribfests are hard to get. And we've managed to sign a contract with a group. And so we've got five ribbers coming in here. And every year we'll have ribbers. And it's a real draw. And as well, we've expanded our entertainment. We're going to have crafters, vendors. The midway is huge with the Kids Zone, featuring Kids Zone. And our entertainment is kind of different this year. First of all, we've expanded it so that there's entertainment right through, nonstop, all day. It's not just in the evenings or something. Secondly, we've kind of switched things around a little bit where our main bands, our headliners, aren't the last band. They're the second last band. That way families can sit, have supper, enjoy ribs under the stars, watch the main headline band, and be done and going home by 9:30. And I think that's going to be a great feature.
And you've got a lot of community involvement again?
Oh, as usual. And, you know, like our community has a lot of needs that a lot of people don't see. And that's what Ice Corps does with its money. It's all proceeds. First of all, we're not completely nonprofit. None of us gets paid. We just do this for fun. All of our money goes back into the community, whether it's for recreational equipment or something that the town's trying to do, or there's needy families here that no one ever knows about. There's all kinds of groups, like Christmas for Kids, the food banks. There's all kinds of places, and we donate money to all of them to try and keep that supply.
And you got a couple of firefighters going to put on a show.
These two boys are pumped in more ways than one. They have quite a set of muscles on them, and you know, we're so proud of our Innisfil Fire Department. They get behind absolutely every cause that they can, and all for charity, everything for charity. So they're going to put on a wrestling match before the main wrestling event, which I haven't mentioned yet. Destiny Wrestling is coming, and they're going to put on a whole show all afternoon, very serious wrestling. But before that, our two firefighters, that's Ryan and Eric, are going to be wrestling and trying to raise a bit of money to also go back into the community.
So this is all happening June 23rd to 25th here at the Innisfil Rec Center.
Exactly. Right at the corner of Young and Innisfil Beach Road.